Maybe you've eaten too much yesterday and you need to get out of the house. Stephen A. Russell is here to guide us through the best Boxing Day movies. Welcome, Stephen. Happy Boxing Day. What should we be looking out for?
And to you, Barbara. Look, last week I recommended The History of Sound and Sentimental Value. They're both in cinemas still, both beautiful. But I'm gonna jump back to, you can tell I'm from Scotland, so I'm going to jump back to the old country and recommend one from Triangle of Sadness star Harris Dickinson. Now, people will know him as a movie star, but he has his debut directorial feature in cinemas right now, as of today, Urchin. And Barbara, this is a really fascinating one. He wrote the screenplay as well. He's not the main star, you know, he's taken a back seat. And instead, English actor Frank Delane plays Mike. Now, he is a really mercurial chap in this film. So we meet him where he's kind of down and out. He doesn't have a home. He has struggled with addiction, but he's trying to get back, you know, trying to just work hotel jobs, picking up litter, anything he can do. And you know what? It sounds like a grim story, but it really does. And even as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, you have to pull this back, Stephen. But look, he's a really cheeky chappy. There's some fantastical little strange, you know, moods and illusions about what might have happened in his past. But look, I think Frank Delane is a great actor and he is someone you root for. Should we listen to a little clip, maybe?
Let's do it.
We've set you up at a local hostel. So, tell me about this job.
Yeah, I've got a chef role in a hotel.
Enjoy yourself. It's one of the best hotels in London, so...
Is it?
Yeah, it's on the top list in UK.
All right, the steak, well done with kids.
Was you working before your sentence?
Not really.
So I was sleeping on the streets for a while.
Get up!
Hello.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I'm just closing my eyes for a second.
Oh dear, it's quite the misadventure. Now, Harris Dickinson is known, as you said, for his acting, but what did you make of his directing?
Look, it's really great. I think what you get, Barbara, when you get an actor directing actors is they're obviously going to focus on performance. So, you know, he really gives that incredible intimacy where you really, you know, watch this character, Mike, and you genuinely are willing him to make the best decisions. He does not always, fair warning, but, you know, you're willing him to make it. And also Dickinson does pop up in a support role as his kind of frenemy, where, you know, half the time he's kind of the good angel on his shoulder and the other time he's very much not. So, you know, if you really love Harris Dickinson as well, it's great to see him and Frank Delane bounce off one another in this film.
It certainly sounds interesting, which does appear appropriate. Perhaps we will need a bit of Boxing Day challenge. What else is on your list?
Well, look, I feel like you said you've chosen a dark one, Stephen, and unfortunately, I've also chosen another dark one. But look, I'm sure a lot of your listeners love literary books, so I'm going to go to the gripping documentary Orwell 2+2=5, and this is basically the latest documentary from Haitian filmmaker Raoul Peck. Now, he did the brilliant documentary I Am Not Your Negro about the American activist James Baldwin, and this one is very much about Orwell's books. You know, you hear a lot of 1984 and Animal Farm narrated, but also a lot of his own diaries. And the idea being, he was back then writing a warning about populist leaders and dangerous governments. And flash forward, Barbara, here we are. And what did we learn? I don't know. Did we learn much?
Well, I think we've got a little clip of that one as well. Let's have a listen.
When I sit down to write a book, I write it because there is some lie that I want to expose.
Again, how many fingers?
My starting point is always a feeling of injustice. The very concept of objective truth is fading out of this world.
I'm going to set down what I dare not say aloud to anyone.
This prospect frightens me much more than bombs.
What do you think, Stephen? Should we go see it?
Look, I know that death, doom and disaster is a bit of a tough ask at Christmas. But, you know, even listening to the show earlier on, Barbara, and we're hearing about Putin and so on, I think it's really important that we all know our history, that we know these patterns, that we are, you know, alive to the dangers and we kind of rally for truth and justice and peace. And look, it's got an amazing score by Alex Ayegi as well. And I'm a wee bit biased, Barbara, but there is some beautiful footage of the Scottish island of Jura, where Orwell spent his last years and where he wrote 1984. So look, even if it is a bit heavy going, you've got stunning images to look at as well. So I'd heartily recommend Orwell, 2 + 2 = 5.
We're going to be sanctioned for too much Scottish content one way or another here. Thank you so much, Stephen. I appreciate it.
And
I think we're
going
to be talking New Year's Day's movies next week. Look forward to it.
I'll look forward to it. Bye-bye.